Welcome to episode 217 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. John's Gospel omits a large amount of material found in the Synoptic Gospels, including some surprisingly important episodes: the temptation of Christ, Jesus' transfiguration, and the institution of the Lord's Supper are not mentioned by John. John mentions no examples of Jesus casting out demons. The Sermon on the Mount and the Lord's Supper are not found in the fourth gospel. While there are allegories in the gospel, John does not include any narrative parables. Still, there is much in John that gives us a more expansive view of the character and ministry of Christ. In fact, John is distinguished from the Synoptic Gospels in that more than 90% of what he writes about is unique. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Top 10 list.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Important Notes from the Gospel of John.
Number 1.
John records Jesus' first miracle. This miracle takes place because an embarrassing discovery has been made. A wedding banquet Jesus is attending at Cana is in full swing when the servants suddenly realize they are out of wine. His mother, who is also there, asks Jesus to help. He hesitates at first, and then he has the servants empty 6 jars of stone filled with water, which he then turns into wine. The master of the banquet proclaims the wine Jesus has made to be superior to the wine they have served earlier, saying that they have saved the best for last. These 6 stone jars normally hold water used for ceremonial cleansing, an important part of Old Covenant life. Now they contain wine, which is often associated with the New Covenant due to the Lord's Supper. What's more, the wine these jars now contain is superior to the wine the wedding guests had been drinking before, just as the New Covenant is superior to the Old Covenant, according to Hebrews 8 verse 6. This miracle symbolizes the mission of the Messiah, changing the empty way of man's religion into a living, joyful relationship with the Lord as demonstrated by the wedding celebration.
Number 2.
John focuses on our life in Jesus. While the other Gospels emphasize the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, John emphasizes new life found in Jesus. It's from John that we get Christ's famous claim in John 14 verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The word life appears 36 times in this book. That's more than twice as much as it appears in all the other Gospels combined, and more than any other book in the New Testament.
Number 3.
John uses the most metaphors for Jesus. Jesus frequently uses metaphors to hint at his identity. John records more of these than any other Gospel, giving us some of the most famous word pictures for Christ. John 6 verse 35, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" John 8 verse 12, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" John 15 verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
Number 4.
John is more concerned about Jesus the Messiah rather than Jesus the miracle worker. John 20 verses 30 to 31, "Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John's gospel isn't a complete history of the life and ministry of Jesus. It's written to prove he is the Messiah. It stands as a witness for those who weren't there to see Jesus' ministry, including us.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Number 5.
John stresses belief in Jesus. The Greek word for believe and faith shows up more in John than in all the other Gospels combined. This aligns with John's stated objective to write an account so that those who hear it may believe.
Number 6.
John sheds light on the beginning of discipleship. Each of the Gospels record when Jesus calls his disciples. Only in John do we see that not all the disciples respond to a direct call from Christ. Some of his disciples bring their friends and family to meet the Master, where they too are called to be disciples. Andrew brings his brother Simon Peter, and Philip introduces Jesus to Nathanael. This reinforces the importance of Christians bringing others to Christ.
Number 7.
John reveals an emotional Jesus. Jesus is fully God, but he's also fully human. Just like you and me, he experiences a range of human emotions, and John captures this in his gospel. We see a Jesus who is full of joy at pleasing his Father. We see him tired, needing to get away to have quiet communion with his Father. In John 2 verses 13 to 22, we see anger and disgust when he encounters prejudice, the oppression of the poor, and the unethical handling of the church finances. We see him sorrowful at the ravages of sin and death. In fact, upon learning of the passing of his good friend Lazarus and seeing the grief of the dead man's family, John 11 verse 35 records the shortest verse in the entire Bible. Jesus wept. We see compassion from Jesus for the lost and downtrodden, and even when he's about to die, he has empathy for the pain of others.
Number 8.
John's gospel is more theology than history. From the very beginning, the book of John focuses on the implications of who Jesus is and what he does more than the other gospels. Even when John uses historical narratives, it's often for the purpose of revealing who Jesus is. John's purpose statement and the emphasis on belief throughout the gospel makes it clear that this book is more interested in leading people to a life-changing faith in Christ. John is an evangelist more so than a historian or a biographer.
Number 9.
John addresses misunderstandings about Jesus. Jesus frequently uses parables and metaphors, and often does not explain them until people ask for clarification. John records many of the questions that set up Jesus' explanations. When Jesus tells Nicodemus he must be born again, he's met with this response. How can someone be born when they are old? Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
Number 10.
John introduces Jesus as the Word of God. Where the other Gospels record the world events surrounding Jesus' birth, John shares his divine origin and why he comes. John 1 verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Father, thank you for the Gospel of John, which offers a deeper insight into the character, ministry, and mission of Christ. Help us to be transformed by the study of this book. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.